Hello and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental skills you'll need for your Excel GCSE chemistry exam, balancing chemical equations. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, oh no, not equations. But trust me, once you understand the logic behind this, it becomes almost like solving a puzzle. And the best part? This skill is worth marks in nearly every chemistry paper you'll sit. Today, we'll cover what balancing equations really means, why it matters for the law of conservation of mass, and most importantly, I'll share the exact step-by-step method that examiners want to see. We'll also tackle those sneaky mistakes that lose students marks every single year. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make you confident with balancing equations. Right, let's start with the big idea. When a chemical reaction happens, atoms don't just disappear or magically appear out of nowhere. They rearrange themselves into new substances. This is the law of conservation of mass, and it's absolutely central to chemistry. What goes in must come out. If you start with 10 hydrogen atoms on the left side of your equation, you must end with 10 hydrogen atoms on the right side. Simple as that. Now, here's where students often go wrong. When you're balancing an equation, you can only change the big numbers in front of the formulae. These are called coefficients. You cannot, and I repeat, cannot change the little subscript numbers inside a formula. If the question gives you H2SO, it stays H2SO. You can't turn it into H3SO or H2SO2s because that would be a completely different substance. Changing subscripts is like saying you can turn a cat into a dog by adding an extra leg. It just doesn't work that way in chemistry. Let me give you a simple example. Let's balance the reaction of hydrogen and oxygen making water. The unbalanced equation is H2, 2 plus O2, H2O. Count the atoms. On the left, we have two hydrogens and two oxygens. On the right, we have two hydrogens, but only one oxygen. We're missing an oxygen. So what do? We put a coefficient of 2 in front of H2O, giving us H2 plus O2 2H2O. Now count again. Left side has two hydrogens and two oxygens. Right side has four hydrogens and two oxygens. Hang on. Now the hydrogens don't match. So we put a 2 in front of H2 on the left, 2H2 plus O2 2H2O. Perfect. Now we have four hydrogens and two oxygens on both sides. Balanced. Now let's talk about a systematic approach, because randomly guessing coefficients wastes time in an exam. Here's the method that works every single time. Step 1. Write down the unbalanced equation with correct formulae. Step 2. Count the atoms of each element on both sides. Step 3. Balance the most complex molecule first, usually the one with the most elements in it. Step 4, balance metals next, then nonmetals, and leave hydrogen and oxygen until last because they appear in lots of compounds. Step 5, recount everything to check. This method is gold. Use it every time. Let me give you a trickier example. Combustion of propane. C3H H plus OSU, COSU plus H grues. Start by balancing carbon. There are three carbons on the left, so we need three COSU, COCO on the right. Now hydrogen, eight hydrogens on the left, so we need four OH2SO on the right because each water has two hydrogens. Now oxygen, on the right we have six oxygens from three COSU and four oxygens from four H2SO, making 10 oxygens total. On the left, oxygen comes as OSU, so we need five O2 to get 10 oxygens. Final equation, C3HV plus five O2, three COSU plus four H2SO. Check it. Three carbons each side, eight hydrogens each side, 10 oxygens each side. Perfect. One more thing you absolutely must remember, the seven diatomic molecules. These elements naturally exist as pairs, never alone. They are hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. Use the mnemonic, have no fear of ice, cold beer. If you write an equation with oxygen, it's O2, not O. If you forget this, you'll lose marks immediately. Let's talk about what examiners are looking for and where students lose marks. First, command words. If the question says, balance the equation, you get one mark for correct coefficients. If it says, write a balance symbol equation, you need correct formulae and correct coefficients. That's usually two marks. If it says include state symbols, you must add S for solid, L for liquid, G for gas, or AQ for aqueous. Missing state symbols when asked loses you a mark. Common mistake number one, changing subscripts instead of coefficients. I've said it before, but it's the biggest error I see. If you change H2O to H2O2, You've just turned water into hydrogen peroxide. That's not balancing, that's alchemy. Common mistake number two, forgetting diatomic molecules. If you write O instead of O2, your equation is wrong from the start. Common mistake number three, not simplifying. If your final equation is 4H2 plus 2O2 4H2O, it's technically correct, but the question might ask for the simplest whole number ratio. Divide everything by 2 to get 2H2 plus O2 2H2O. Common mistake number 4, miscounting atoms in brackets. If you see CaANO3 say redo, that's 1 calcium, 2 nitrogens, and 6 oxygens, not 3. The bracket means everything inside is multiplied by the subscript outside. And here's a top tip for combustion equations. If you end up with a fraction for oxygen like 2, 5O2, don't panic. Just double every coefficient in the equation to get whole numbers. Examiners accept fractions, but whole numbers are cleaner and less error-prone. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. Can you change the subscript numbers inside a chemical formula when balancing? Answer, no. You can only change coefficients. Question 2. Name the 7 diatomic molecules. Answer, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. Remember, have no fear of ice, cold beer. Question 3. In the formula, CaNO3 stops, stocks, and loss relay stops, and loss oxygen atoms are there? Answer, 6 oxygens. The bracket means 2 lots of NO3, so 2 times 3 equals 6. Question 4. What should you balance first in a complex equation? Answer, the most complex molecule, then metals, then nonmetals, leaving hydrogen and oxygen until last. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Balancing equations is all about conservation of mass. Atoms rearrange, they don't vanish. You can only change coefficients, never subscripts. Use a systematic method, complex molecules first, metals next, hydrogen and oxygen last. Remember your diatomic molecules with have no fear of ice cold beer, and always, always recount your atoms at the end. This skill appears in every chemistry paper, from simple symbol equations to complex ionic equations at higher tier. Master it now, and you'll pick up easy marks throughout your GCSE. Practice makes perfect, so work through as many examples as you can. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing, stay curious, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your revision!